breaking news on WTOP.
Freshman Republican Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene losing her committee assignments tonight. The House voting 230 to 199 to punish her for various incendiary and false statements. WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller on the two committees Greene was on.
Education and labor and budget due to her extensive comments related to QAnon conspiracies. Before the vote, she told lawmakers she no longer believes conspiracies, such as that mass school shootings didn't occur or that 9/11 was fake. But House Democrats have passed this resolution over Republican opposition.
As Mitch mentioned, Greene spoke herself on the House floor earlier.
9/11 absolutely happened. I remember that day crying all day long watching it on the news. And it's a tragedy for anyone to say it didn't happen. And so that I definitely want to tell you.
Joining us live on Skype now, Vice News political correspondent Elizabeth Landers. Liz, thanks for joining us. So what does this mean now for Marjorie Taylor Greene?
So if you're a freshman Republican, if you're a freshman at all, and you're removed from your committees, it means you're losing power as a member of Congress. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, that congresswoman from Georgia, was removed by a majority in the House, mostly Democrats, but there were 11 Republicans who did vote to remove her from those committees. So being removed from your committees is not a great thing if you're a member of Congress. You can vote up or down on floor votes in the House, but it's harder to get things done, to get legislation introduced and to be heard in these committee meetings where legislation is introduced. And there are also hearings in those and other kinds of briefings that you receive too. So this is a pretty big step and a pretty big step back, I should say, for Marjorie Taylor Greene as a freshman member.
What would it mean perhaps for the overall House and the workings of Washington? Will there now be more cooperation? I know that sounds a little naive to ask it that way, or will there just be more venom?
I have to say, talking with Republicans in the last few days and Democrats on the Hill about this, I don't think this is going to create more unity. In fact, I spoke yesterday with Republican Louie Gohmert of Texas about the kind of precedent that this set. So removing Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committees from using a full House floor vote is a pretty unusual step, and it's not something that usually the majority does. And he said, this Republican said to me, that they, the Republicans, would be very eager to use this in the future against the minority, against the Democrats. So this kind of sets up a precedent where one party could remove another party's member for something that is disagreeable, or in this case is conspiracy laden, I would say. But I don't think that this is going to tamp down the rhetoric on Capitol Hill, unfortunately.
And Liz, just quickly along those lines, as far as precedent goes, perhaps doing Greene a favor in a way. There's some danger here that they're going to embolden Greene and her supporters, that Greene herself even recognizes that.
Yeah, I absolutely think so. In the last few days, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been fundraising like crazy off of this. I'm on her fundraising emails. She's raised hundreds of thousands of dollars off of kind of victimizing herself and her position right now. And I do think that Democrats, I think, are trying to message around this, and are trying to message around the idea that she is a QAnon supporter, that she's a conspiracy theorist. But I do think that if and when, because we know the tides will shift at some point in time, Republicans take back the House or the Senate, that there is a chance that this kind of action could be used against their members if they say something that the other side doesn't like.
I'm sorry to open a whole new chapter here and then only give you like 30 seconds to answer, but another big story tonight is President Trump not testifying at his second impeachment trial. Is that smart for him to do? And why did the House managers want him to do that?
I think the House managers had to ask that. Look, I think he's the reason that this is all happening. They're impeaching him. You have to ask for his testimony. They did that last time when they impeached him last year around the same time. He declined at that point. And I do think, to answer your question, that it is smart probably that the president declined to testify. I think that when he goes off script, when he goes off the teleprompter, as we have seen him do a lot, he tends to say things that are not true. true. And when you are in a court and the Senate trial is a court proceeding, that is not a good thing. So I think that was probably the right move for his lawyers to say that he would not testify.
All right. Vice News political correspondent Elizabeth Landers.